Good morning, guys. I hope you guys had a good rest of your day yesterday. And again, I just want to extend to you guys thankfulness and gratitude to each and every one of you guys. We are so excited for 2025 with where the gym's going to go and with having each and every one of you guys on the team. I think we all work together really well. Everybody brings some good different skills to the table. Most importantly, we all care about our members, about each other, and about what we do. And at the end of the day, I think that's what makes a good team. I'm sure we're going to run into some challenges through 2025, but I have no doubt that between all of us, we're going to be able to work through them. So, again, just super, super appreciate you guys and wanted to make sure that you always know that. For the coming week ahead, Dwight does a pretty darn good job briefing everything. I'm just going to run over workouts real quick for you. Monday, we actually don't have a Metcon. It's just going to be a straight strength day. We've got some power snatch and squat snatch weightlifting session, and then we'll transition into a 5x5 back squats. Looking at this one, they have the snatch portion is just a 1-1, so it's one power snatch and one squat snatch. Depending on your members, I don't think we really have that many people. Honestly, I think we have about 5% of our members are actually able to do like truly heavy snatches and squat snatches. So consider maybe briefing that and giving the option to do like 2 and 2. So they're just, or 3 and 3 at a little bit lighter weight. So they're getting a little bit more practice at that lift. I think a lot of, again, like I said, a lot of our athletes just, they don't, the form's not there, the confidence isn't there, so they're not going to go heavy enough for a 1-1 to be sufficient there, and they're just not getting reps in. On the back squats, same as always, guys, just really focus on core tightness and depth. Biggest thing is people start working on going lower and lower is that butt wing, so their hips and their pelvis turning under down at the bottom. Wider stance, heels elevated or toes slightly out helps with that, and just really focusing on core. Tuesday, we've got some barbell cycling and a two-part workout. Each one's 15 minutes, so a little bit longer. We'll be doing running hang power cleans and burpees, and then running shoulder to overhead and ab mat sit-ups. Wednesday, we'll be doing, I think it'll be a fun one we haven't done in a while, the strength part deadlifts and weighted strict pull-ups. I know there's a lot of people that are still working on their banded pull-ups, but for those athletes that can do pull-ups, getting that weighted option is a little bit of fun. After that, there's a nice 12-minute AMRAP, kettlebell swings, push-ups, box jump overs, and pull-ups. Thursday, we're looking at another longish workout. We got eight three-minute ram AMRAPs. A lot of cardio stuff, so it's going to be bike, running, rowing, and double unders. Really make sure to get the calves and the tibs warmed up and stretched out that day. Maybe foam roller at the end, and maybe do some hip flexor work too in the warm up. So you could do just kind of like marching raises, or you could do L-sit, where people are sitting down on their butt, chest upright, and they're raising one leg at a time. If you don't know what I'm talking about, no worries. Don't worry about that. Friday is the Proven Community Throwdown Workout. Sorry, I haven't done a great job explaining what that is. We don't really need to worry about it. Dwight kind of talks it up, and maybe in years to come, we can, if we're even with Proven, we can look into it. Don't worry about explaining that to the athletes. If any of them ask, you can kind of just say, Proven just is kind of doing their own thing. We're gym sign up for it, but we're not doing that. You don't even really have to get into it. Anyhow, that workout is a 9-minute AMRAP of toe to bar thrusters and lateral burpees over the bar. And then I believe at 9 minutes, Dwight will tell you when we get there, but you're going to do a 3-rep max touch and go clean. So a little bit more open style, I think, what something we might see, right? There's an AMRAP
And then once you're tired at the end of that, you have a max lift. So just really make sure athletes know to focus on controlling their breath, kind of keeping their core tight and moving well under duress when they get to that barbell at the end. Saturday is deadlifts, box jumps, and wall walks. And Sunday is Bulgarian split squats and push press.
So I think big focuses on the week, guys, for athletes is kind of like we talked about at the meeting, just really hammer home, like, two really intense workouts a week is plenty. That means show up all the other days,
but you don't have to try and kill yourself. You don't have to work out with crazy intensity. Just getting in and moving is enough. outside of that, Katie's going to be gone on Wednesday this week, so just keep that in mind as we go forward. I'll be your point person.
So if you guys need anything, please feel free to reach out to me, and I will be happy to oblige. Anything else? I think that's it for the week, guys. Just keep being awesome. I'm going to work on getting those coaching vows out to you guys.
You kind of, none of it should be really too surprising, but they'll kind of give you a concrete idea of the things when Katie sits down with all of us, myself included, and takes our classes. Like, here's the boxes that we're looking to check as we move through and work with our athletes. And then last note is just let's continuously all of us kind of work on, you know, just trying to capture those great moments from athletes, whether they get a little PR or they do a movement they've never done, post it on Facebook, snap a picture. Let me know you've got an athlete that thinks that's super happy with something so I can reach out to them and get a Google review or whatever it is. Thank you so much for your guys' time this morning. I hope you have a great rest of your Sunday. And we'll see you back in the gym sometime this week. Take care.